Welcome to West Hills Unitarian Universalist Fellowship. I am the Reverend Tracy Springberry. I use the pronouns she and her, and it's so wonderful and happy to see all of you here on this lovely solstice morning. You are welcome here if this is the most spiritual holiday of the season for you. You're happy here if you're celebrating the light and the return of the light. And Christmas is your holiday, or Hanukkah is your holiday, or Kwanzaa, or just the winter time, and cookies are your holiday. In which case, you will be happy to know that after the service, we have coffee hour, and there are many cookies for your devourment. So the holiday season has officially begun, and we would like to thank the people who are online today. We have the Inland Northwest UU community with us this morning. And I'd like to make some special words to those online. This service is we're going to go into the dark at a certain point, and it might be a little harder for people online to see us. And I also recommend that you darken the lights in your own home for this celebration, and then have the capacity to turn them up when we turn on the lights. We're also going to be lighting candles during the service, and if you're at home, if you have a way to light a candle, that might be really wonderful for you as well. So we'd like to welcome everyone who's visiting with us today. If you are, we welcome you downstairs for coffee after the service, and there are little pieces of paper in the chair in front of you. If you want more information about what's happening in this congregation, which is very vibrant and has many activities, fill those out and you will get information from us. And I just want to let you know that every single person is welcome here, no matter who you are and who you love, no matter how you're feeling today, whether that's joyful or you have heartbreak, everyone is welcome here. And I wanted to say that this is a multi-generational service, and you are welcome here if you're just a little wiggly and it's hard to sit still. And you are welcome here if it's just a little bit hard for you if people are wiggly. Everyone is welcome. But this is a multi-generation community celebration, and so we just appreciate everyone for however they are. I just want to announce that on Christmas Eve, we will have family-friendly service at 5:30. And then the following week, there will be a Hanukkah celebration next Sunday morning. So you have many ways to celebrate with us this season. And now I would like to invite Hillary up for a board moment.
Well, good morning. Can you hear me? Well, I have two things. First of all, I want to thank everyone, members, for completing the recent survey that we had. You can view numeric and narrative results compiled by Gary Jokin in an easy-to-read and understand clear format. Now, if you didn't receive that email last week, do reach out and let us know. Results are very positive with specific ideas for improvement, and we're using this data to develop goals and objectives for the next few years, which we presented at the next annual meeting in May 2025. And now, most importantly, have you ever known someone who quietly and seemingly effortlessly consistently does their volunteer service without fuss or complaint?
Is it you?
I complain. I fuss. We have many such volunteers at WOOF, and today the WOOF board would like to honor Jim Leonard. Oh. So now everyone. Jim, wait. Jim, you have to wait.
Not everybody knows you. Jim.
Jim has been quietly working at the WOOF soundboard for over 10 years. He has calmly averted disasters, found mics, repaired mics, set up sound equipment for our many activities and events. Jim donates his paid time for weddings, memorials back to WOOF. Jim, you are truly a rock star. We are indebted for your many years of service to the music and sound at WOOF. Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Molly Devine, and I am here as a true pagan and will be leading a part of the service that relates to some of the pagan traditions. This morning, we celebrate the winter solstice, which happened this morning at 1:24 a.m. When you woke up this morning, it was already 2 minutes longer to your day. The celebration of the winter solstice is rooted in ancient religions. Throughout history, humans have observed this seasonal milestone and created... Thank you for sharing. Exciting as it is, a time to talk and greet our neighbors, it's now time for our chalice lighting. I light this challenge to celebrate the return of the sun, reminding us of the eternal truth that out of darkness comes the light.
Our children are going to do Spirit of Life for us.
Thank you.
That was exciting. I like that. Thank you. The offering this morning, the sun gives to us freely. The sun makes life possible and everything we treasure about life. We are all the children of the sun and the earth. Our life is their gift. Let us take this opportunity and every opportunity we have to give freely in gratitude for the life we have been given. Let us take this morning's offering. Would you please join us in our words of gratitude? Let us be grateful when we are able to give, for many do not have that privilege. Let us be grateful for all those who share their gifts with us, for we are enriched by their giving. And let us be grateful even for our needs, so that we may earn the generosity of others. In the pagan tradition, which is grounded in a respect and reverence for the natural world, calling upon the four directions is the usual way to begin any ceremony. Each direction is associated with an element of the natural world and represents some part of our human nature as well. The directions are not seen as separate and isolated, but rather as part of an interdependent system that makes up the world. And I will now call the directions. O great spirits of the east, of the air, which in winter is strong and cold, and with strong breezes that blow around us through the day. Spirits, be with us today. Spirits of the south, of fire, of heat, and of the time of the year when we come seeking roaring fires for warmth and blazing light of candles to keep us warm and safe. Spirits, be with us today. West, winter and water. Winter is the time when water becomes hard. There's icy rain and cold sleet and ice, and it's a time of hardness and extreme cold. North and the winter is when the earth is bare, when seeds are in hibernation, leaves have dropped from the trees. Spirits of the north, be with us today. Father Earth, Father Sky, Mother Earth, Creator of all that is holy, share with us in this time of grace, compassion, and wisdom, in this time of lightness and dark. Be with us today.
Let us rise and sing together Solstice Chant, which is a new hymn for us.
Solstice Lullaby? Solstice Lullaby.
Solstice Lullaby.
Also new.
Solstice Lullaby. call it a fair time. Dark afternoons and the bones of trees rattling against the sky. We could use more hope, or reason for hope. The sea is rising, and bombs are planted in the marketplace. It might be better just to go to bed. It might be better to turn out the lights and wait for the end to come. The only other choice is to dance. That and to sing sturdy songs that have held up across the winters. Drink wine, the deep red of blood that has not been shed. Feast, tell the tales of heroes who strode or stumbled through their own bleak times. When in doubt, revel in the darkness. Each act of celebration is a spark. Gathered together, they bring back the sun. And we would like to invite up some women singers to sing Oh My Soul. Right now, we are going to have a retelling of a very old story about the season of winter.
Kiddos
want to
help us with this
Irene.
Story.
Irene does not.
So we're going to act out the story that Tracy's going to read, and we have three characters. The first is Persephone. So when we hear Persephone,
we have trained places with them, where they can't see.
Sway, Persephone, good. The second character is Persephone's mom, Demeter. And Demeter likes to scatter grains. So can you scatter the grains when we hear Demeter? And the last character is Hades, and he stands really tall, and he has a very serious face. Let me see yours. Oh, I think we're ready, Tracy.
So once upon a time, a long time ago, there was a curious young woman named Persephone. Her mother was the goddess Demeter, the goddess of the field who made the good things grow and made the people need all that people needed to survive. When Demeter was happy, the land was warm and sunlit and full of color and good things to eat. And the people were happy too. In those days, Demeter was almost always happy because her daughter Persephone was by her side. One day, because Persephone was a curious young adult, she went off exploring by herself, far away from her mother, and she found an entrance to a cave deep in a section of the wood that she had never explored before. She followed the cave down, down, deep into the earth, and there she found the kingdom of the underworld where the god Hades ruled. Persephone had heard of the underworld. The people said it was cold and dead and dark and gloomy, a place of pain and sadness. She said to Hades, "Please tell me how to get back to the surface so I can return to my mother and the land of sun and growing things right away." Hades said, "What's your hurry? Why not take a look around?" Persephone said, "Is this not the land of the dead, of darkness and gloom?" And Hades said, "Some find the underworld to be beautiful. We have vast caverns carved out of the ancient world by the ceaseless flow of water and time, and dark rivers flow under crystalline stalactites, past forests of quartz, and the corridors ripple with rich streams of coal and iron and copper. The roots of the living forest run deep into the soil of my domain, which feeds the wisdom of the forests. Do you hear the music of the underworld? It is singing of magma, the iron core of the world, vibrating and humming through rock, tolling the ancient tones of creation. And that whisk and whisper you hear, it is batwing and eyeless spider, centipede and newt, the blind mole and the beetle, so many strange and beautiful neighbors, tireless cultivators of the soil. The citizens of the overworld plant seeds down here, and we nurture them." And Hades continued, "The dead do rest in my kingdom, it is true, a worthy and deserved rest. But we do not mourn here. We remember. This is a place of story and dream, of saga and song. We murmur our memories ceaselessly back to the land of the living and hope that they will remember us too. At night, we send them dreams to stir up the most secret longings of their heart, and we nurture those too." And Persephone said, "You had me at eyeless spiders." And so she stayed, and in the great halls of the underworld, she played with dwarves and played games with goblins and communed with the roots of ancient oaks, and shaped shadows by starlight on the rivers of the underworld into dreams she handed over to the night fairies, who breathed them into the hearts of poets and anyone falling in love. And she and Hades were happy, as can happen when one is young and happy. Persephone seriously lost track of time. The hours stretched into days and into weeks. In the world above, Demeter cried for her missing daughter. She searched every forest and field, mountaintop and meadow, and she began to wilt. She was convinced she would never see Persephone again, and in her sadness, she neglected her duties to the earth, and the earth grew cold, like the coldness in the pit of her stomach. The land became frozen and barren, and so the good things people needed to survive would no longer grow when they were planted. Frantic with worry themselves, the people beseeched the god Zeus to restore order before everything in the land above should die from cold and hunger. And the children may return to their seats. We will now sing the solstice chant. As we enter, let us enter into the dark. Settle in, as we will be here for a time. I ask, no, oh, solstice chant, yep. You can stay seated.
Children of the earth, we have come to sing to each other, sister and brother, songs of our mother earth. Children of the earth, autumn soon will breathe her last breath, and quick will her death bear witness to winter's birth. Children of the earth, can you feel the air getting cold as darkness takes hold and sleep brothers mother earth? Children of the earth, can we come to sit in the darkness, breathe in the silence, think of our mother earth?
Let us enter. Let us enter. Let us enter the dark. Settle in. We will be here for a time. Start with a deep breath. Relaxing. Letting go. Feel yourself heavy in your chair. What is with you in the dark? Maybe it is pain, or grief, or disappointment, or exhaustion. What is with you in the dark? Could it be warmth, or dreams, or hibernation, or the quiet unknowing that can burst into growth or creativity? What is with you in the dark? The return of the sun began last night. How will you bring what is with you in the dark into the light? How might the pain become just pain and not overcome you with suffering? What might dreams teach you? How might the seeds of growth and creativity unfurl and push into the light? The earth moves slowly toward the light, beginning today, but on a long, long journey to the equinox, and even longer to the summer solstice. Healing and growth and transformation might take a long time too, but here is a beginning. So let us take a moment to be still in the darkness, listening to the quiet. feel the gentle presence of all the others here. For even in the dark, we are not alone. Life flows within and through us and between us. Zeus sent a message to Persephone down in the underworld. You must return to the sun-filled land of the surface. And Persephone's voicemail said, "This is Persephone. I can't come to the phone right now. I am knitting 100 tiny booties for a centipede, and it is a lot. Leave a message at the beep." And Zeus said to Hades, "She must return to the surface world." And Hades said simply, "I love her." Finally, Zeus sent Persephone a dream in which she saw clearly the pain of her mother and the suffering of the people in the overworld. Somewhat reluctantly, Persephone put down her knitting, patted the centipede on its head, and Hades showed her the path back above to where her mother was. The children can come up and help us continue the rest of our story. Persephone, her mother cried with relief. "You scared me to death. You must never leave me again." Even as she spoke, little green shoots began to emerge from the ground again, and the tips of the trees began to bud as her joy returned. "Mama," Persephone said gently, "I can visit, but I cannot stay. It is your job to grow good green things under the sun, but it is my job to grow dreams and memory and rest and longing, and those are things that grow in the dark. The people need both to survive, even if they don't know it. Demeter reluctantly agreed, proud of her daughter's independence, and sorry too, because that is the lot of parents. And ever since, Persephone spends part of the year visiting her mother, and part of the year in the underworld with Hades. When she is away, the land becomes cold with Demeter's sadness, and the people complain and huddle inside for warmth. But that is also the time when they rest and dream, and the wisest of them thank Persephone for the great gifts that the darkness brings, even as they too wait for the return of the warmth and the light. The children can return to their seats, and we will all sing Return Again, which is 10:11 in the hymnal. So I'm going to invite you up to light a candle while you reflect on the gifts of the dark and your hopes as you move back into the light. So you're going to come forward and light a candle from one of the tall tapers, and you will then hand it to Molly and I, who will set it on the altar. During the music of the ritual, the children will lead us in circle within a circle, and then we'll play the drums as the light returns and we call the light forth into the world and into our lives. You may go down this aisle and return on this one. And what would be really helpful is if the first row goes and then the second row follows them and then the third. Otherwise, we sometimes get a little traffic jam. So the first row may begin. everybody. There's candles out there if you want to light them. There's candles out there if you want to light them. So out of the dark, the light comes, rising us, bringing laughter and courage, bringing joy. Let us continue to celebrate the return of the light. Stand up. We're singing Deck the Halls, number 235.
Going to release the directions after this joyous celebration this morning. Spirit of the East, of air, we thank you for joining us and bid you farewell. Spirits of the South, of fire, we thank you for joining us and bid you farewell. Spirits of the West, of water, we thank you for joining us and bid you farewell. Spirits of the North, of earth, we thank you for joining us and bid you farewell. Father Sky, Mother Earth, creator of all that is holy, we thank you for sharing with us this morning. Farewell. May we who have celebrated this winter solstice by our lives and service call forth the light and love that is hidden in every heart. May we find hope in the lights that we have kindled this morn. May we find hope in one another and in all who form the web work of peace and justice that spans this world. From the calm place at our spiritual center, we have touched the wisdom of the earth. Regeneration streamed from the holy earth to us, and we are full. We gather the light lessons which empower us to channel this life-giving earth force for the good of all beings. As we share these rituals, the people we stand with, the ground we stand on, becomes holy. We breathe in peace. We breathe out love. Blessed be. And now we'll join together and sing our Carry the Flame. So the first half approximately of the room will turn and face toward the back. Join hands as we sing.